Let's just review a few of the travel news headlines from the past week with travel expert Onanta Forbes. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Pretty crazy incident, scary incident for a time at the Victoria Airport last week.
Very scary. And the police say that the closure of the Victoria International Airport was triggered by a man traveling out of Canada with inert grenades in his baggage. The RCMP describes the items as looking and feeling like the real thing, but lacking the internal parts required to explore. There was actually two bags, and the second bag couldn't be safely scanned, and that's where the police got more concerned about potential dangerous contents and prompting the Victoria Airport officials to shut down the airport entirely for several hours.
Mm-hmm.
The airport authority said that the shutdown caused about 20 flights to be canceled, as well as some delays affecting an estimated 1,800 passengers.
Yeah, I know. It just falls into that category of, what were you thinking? Like, what is going on that you would do this?
Like, really, right? Know. Like, it should be common sense that you can't bring something that could potentially harm other people in today's environment.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of airports, doesn't seem to be a fix yet for those airport delays, but apparently IATA is offering some ideas.
Right. They've written to the Canadian government urging officials to take immediate action to review the massive delays at immigration and security. And some of those recommendations include introducing dedicated immigration lanes for arriving international passengers who did not provide their required health and vaccination details in advance through ArriveCan, upgrade the mobile app version of ArriveCan, relocate on-arrival random testing facilities, and ensure that both the Canadian Border Services and Canadian Air Transport Security Authority have the staffing required to offer efficient immigration and passenger screening process. The best, I think, direction that we could all have is to remove the current vaccination mandate for air travel.
Let's move to better news. Canada Jetlines, one step closer to flying. This is very exciting.
It is exciting, yes. It's received its stage two approval from the Canadian Transportation Agency. And stage two approval means the agency determined the airline met the appropriate financial requirements. The CTA had previously determined that Canada Jetlines met the regulations required with regards to Canadian ownership and control on March 17th. And with the completion of this milestone, the formal CTA commercial license will be issued after Canada Jetlines receive an air operator certificate by Transport Canada.
Excellent. All right, let's move on to Onanta's travel tip of the week. What do you have for us?
Well, we don't want anybody to be denied boarding. And airlines around the world, including Canadian-based airlines, each have something called a contract of carriage. And this is essentially a legal agreement that you can send to when buying a ticket on a passenger flight. An airline can refuse to transport a passenger. And some of these non-discriminatory reasons include being intoxicated or under the influence of illegal drugs, attempting to interfere with the duties of a flight crew member, disrupting flight operations or engaging in unruly behavior, and having an offensive odor that is not caused by a disability or illness.
That last one is interesting.
Well, I think it really refers to if you're intoxicating and you're emitting those fumes.
I hope so, yeah. So don't do any of those and have a shower before you fly, basically.
Yeah, so let's get you traveling.
Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is your website. Have a good week, Onanta.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.